It was still 3 hours to dawn as the rescue party, headed by Amber and Skipper, left the Stickle dwelling. Goody pressed parcels of food upon them, clucking worriedly.
"Now I don't want to hear of anyone a-gettin' theirselves captured by those mad cats. They'll eat you for sure."
Amber, the squirrel chief, smiled as she hefted a pack of food.
"Don't fret your spines, Goody. We're more likely to be laid low by the amounts of rations you're making us take than by an enemy."
Skipper peeked inside his pack.
"Marm, my old stomach'd sink in a stream if I ate half of this. I'd be down at the bows for a week."
The small band of tough, capable woodlanders were paw-picked from Amber's squirrel archers and Skipper's otter crew. They stood about checking weapons. The otters twirled slings and selected stones, some of them balancing light-throwing javelins. The squirrels waxed bowstrings and belted on full quivers. Ben Stickle remarked to his wife,
"As fine a body of woodlanders as I've seen. Let's hope they can be of help to our little Gonf."
Ferdy and Cogs strolled out to join the band. The two small hedgehogs wore cooking pot helmets and blanket cloaks. Each carried a piece of firewood, and they scowled in warlike manner as they stood among the squirrels and otters. The skipper of otters clapped a paw to his brow and staggered about in mock fright.
"Strike me colors! If it ain't two bloodthirsty savages! One glance at these two'd put a wildcat off his skilly and duff for life!"
Ferdy and Cogs strutted about, tripping on their blankets, but still managing to maintain fierce grimaces. Concealing a smile, Lady Amber took the two would-be warriors by their paws and positioned them outside the Stickle house. She placed one on either side of the doorway, where they stood scowling and stabbing the air with their firewood weapons. The otter and squirrel band dutifully scowled back in recognition of two fellow fighters. Skipper gave them a broad wink and waved his muscular tail for silence.
"Belay the gab and listen to me now. These here rough-looking coves has offered to spill some blood and guts over at Cotier. But what I say is, leave the easy work to us. We'll manage that. What we need is two ruffians who'll stop at nothing to patrol around this cottage and guard it while we're gone. I'll tell you, otters and squirrels, 'tis hard and dangerous work, so I'll leave me packet of tuck to keep you two villains alive while you're on watch here. That is, if you think you can manage the job."
Ferdy and Cogs stood to attention, spikes bristling, cheeks puffed out with authority, practically bursting with enthusiasm. They saluted officiously as the rescue party moved off in the direction of Cotier. Amber sniffed the light breeze.
"Not more than 2 hours to daybreak now."
Skipper wound a slingshot about his paw.
"Aye, marm. That'll give us enough time if we move along handy."
On the fringe of Mossflower, Cotier stood dark and forbidding, the very embodiment of evil and tyranny, awaiting the dawn.